Let's be honest, trying to navigate the world after a betrayal is one of the most painful things anyone can go through. It can literally feel like your entire world has been flipped upside down. So today, we're going to tackle this really tough topic. We're going to look at a path forward, a path that's not just about fixing what's broken, but about maybe, just maybe, building something even stronger. You know, every real, meaningful relationship we have is built on one thing: trust. It's the foundation, right? It's that unspoken agreement that makes you feel safe. It's the glue that lets two people be truly vulnerable and connect with each other.
So when that bedrock cracks, and it could be from anything, infidelity, a lie, a major breach, the whole structure just feels like it's about to completely collapse. And the pain from that? It's profound. It's disorienting.
And that's exactly where we have to start, by just acknowledging that devastation. This isn't some small bump in the road. A betrayal hits right at the very heart of a relationship. And validating that pain, really sitting with it, that's the absolute first non-negotiable step to any kind of healing.
When you're standing there in the middle of all that wreckage, it is so easy to feel like things are broken for good. But here's the thing. The one message that comes through loud and clear from researchers and therapists is this: there is hope. The journey is incredibly hard, no doubt about it, but rebuilding is absolutely possible if both partners are truly committed.
But see, that journey can't even begin without a conscious, shared decision to actually try. This isn't something one person can fix on their own. It has to be a mutual agreement, a real pact to take on the incredibly hard work that's coming.
And we're not talking about a casual, okay, let's try. This is a serious commitment that sets the tone for everything else. It means looking at the long road ahead with eyes wide open, understanding that healing is not going to happen overnight. It's going to demand a massive amount of patience for all the emotional ups and downs, and a truly unwavering effort, even on the days when it feels totally impossible.
So, let's say that commitment is there. Where do you even begin? Well, the next phase is all about laying a brand new foundation. And listen, this foundation isn't built with promises or apologies, it's built with actions. For the person who broke the trust, the very first action is showing genuine remorse. And this is so much more than just saying, I'm sorry. It's about what the researcher Dr. John Gottman calls attunement. It means truly getting it, really understanding and feeling empathy for the specific pain your actions have caused. It's about acknowledging the full, devastating impact of what you did from your partner's point of view.
And this is where the rubber really meets the road, where the focus has to shift from words to actions. Look, an apology? That's a word. But keeping a promise you made? That's an action. A promise is just a word. Actually respecting a new boundary is an action. Explanations are words, but consistent, day-in, day-out dependability? Now that is the action that truly rebuilds trust. And study after study confirms this. Reliable, consistent behavior is way more powerful than any apology could ever be.
Okay, so once that new foundation of reliable action is starting to be laid, the focus can start to shift a little bit. Now it's time to actually build the emotional bridge that's going to allow for reconnection and, you know, eventually a new kind of intimacy.
This whole reconnection process, it really rests on four main pillars. It all starts with understanding the emotional reality of what's happened. From there, you move on to building totally new habits of communication. For a lot of couples, it means seeking outside guidance. And, this is a big one, it requires a deep commitment to personal growth from both people. Let's take a quick look at each one.
First up, understanding. This is so important. The betrayed partner is going to be on an emotional roller coaster. One day might feel okay, but the next could be filled with rage or deep sadness. It is vital to remember that healing is not a straight line. Patience is absolutely essential, and you have to expect setbacks. Experts all agree they are a totally normal and expected part of the journey.
Now, transparent communication, this is the absolute linchpin of the whole thing. It means you have to create a safe space to have those incredibly hard conversations, to talk about the betrayal openly, to express feelings honestly without fear of judgment, and to clearly say what each of you needs to feel secure again. And it's a two-way street. Just as important as speaking your truth is learning how to listen with vulnerability, to really try and understand your partner's side, even when it's painful to hear.
And you know what? Sometimes having those conversations is just too hard to do on your own. And that's where professional help, that third pillar of guidance, comes in. As experts like Dr. Shirley Glass have shown, therapy can provide that safe,
neutral ground you need to navigate all these complex emotions and learn the actual communication skills you need to heal.
So if a couple can actually manage to navigate these incredibly difficult steps, the goal isn't just about getting back to how things were. The real goal is transformation. It's about moving from a state of being repaired to becoming truly resilient.
Because this journey, it forces both people to look in the mirror. It becomes this unexpected opportunity to address the personal issues or patterns that might have led to the breakdown in the first place. When both partners really commit to their own personal development, they don't just grow as individuals, they end up strengthening the entire new foundation of the relationship.
And that's really the ultimate potential here. It is an unbelievably challenging path, for sure. But for those who can walk it with real dedication and empathy, the result can be a relationship that isn't just healed, but is actually stronger, deeper, and way more resilient than it ever was before the betrayal.
Which kind of leaves us with this final, really powerful question. Yeah, this whole process is born from tremendous pain. But is it possible, is it actually possible, that by confronting the deepest cracks in a relationship, you can build something in its place that's more honest, more intentional, and ultimately stronger than what you ever had before?